I could easily look upon my whole life, let's say until the world told me that I was important a few years ago, it happened. Before that, nobody told me I was important. Until that, I could look at my whole life up to that point as one complete disaster. Nothing actually worked out. I tried that for a few years, and then I was at university, and then I did my PhD, and then I gave that up, and then I drifted for 2 years, and then I went into that, and then I tried that, and it didn't. Many things, okay, and then my mother said, okay, now you're 45, what have you achieved? Others have already built up big businesses. And so on the level of story, it was a big disaster. And yet, fortunately, at some point already, I had given up identification with the story. That the story was only my identity up to the age of 29, and it was a very unhappy one, even there. Even when I was, that was my relatively successful, the only worldly success I had was I did well at university up to before I became a graduate student. And it made me happy for 2 weeks. And so how isn't it strange that a failed story can produce a flower? The flower of consciousness. And perhaps the flower of consciousness needs the mud out of which it grows.